this like this.
Occasionally
she does, because she's very intelligent. So she asks questions. Why this and why that? And how do you do this and what's the reason for that? So just like that, Krishna started asking so many questions. Why are you making this? Why are you bringing all these things? What is the reason for this? And Nanda Maharaj, he felt affectionately, just like a father would feel. He doesn't really need to know all these things. It's all right, it's all right. And he patted Krishna very kindly and he continued with what he was doing. No, no. Why are you doing this? And what is that? And who are we doing this for? Is this a village festival? Or is this something from the Vedas? So then in a simple way, Nanda Baba, he picked up Krishna and sat him on his lap and he started explaining to him, actually, you see, now we're going to be worshipping the demigod Indra. Because this is a ceremony we've done for generations and generations. Because we're farming people. And so naturally we would depend for everything on the land. And if without the rains, what's the use of the land? The land will all dry up. We need the green grass. With the green grass we can feed the cows. Then we get our milk products. And then we can live very comfortably with our milk products and grains and so on and so forth. And so then Krishna, he spoke in such a way to make the heavenly king Indra extremely angry. And actually this was his intention. And he began by saying, actually, you know, Father, there's no reason whatsoever that we should worship Indra. And his father thought, little boy, yes, yes. And so he said, I think that we should instead worship Govardhan Hill, because all the grass and everything we need comes from Govardhan. And his father patted him and said to him, we will do that as well. We will do a nice something ceremony for Govardhan. And he said, no, but not separate. I want that all of these things you've got for Indra, you should give these to Giriraj and the Brahmanas. So then his father was, yes, 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 and not taking him too seriously. Then Krishna said, no, you don't understand, Father. He said, we don't have to worship the demigods. We get the results of our activities. If we work very hard, then rain must come. Indra has to give us things because it's our karma. We get these things. So there's no need to worship Indra. Look, Indra pours water here on the lands of Govardhan and Vrindavan, but he also pours it on the ocean and on the rivers and places they never need any worship. Neither do they need any water, but he pours it everywhere. So in this way he was minimizing and minimizing and minimizing the position of Indra. And his father was still thinking, because this was a traditional sacrifice. And then Krishna said, please, Father, just to please me. And of course that was different. Then Maharaj Nanda's heart melted and he said, all right, Krishna, what do you want? Just to please you, I'll do it. And he said, I want you to take all of the things that you've prepared for Indra and use it for a big sacrifice. And he said, first of all, I want that we have, there should be music and chanting in all the temples around Govardhan. There should be kirtan going on. All the demigods will be worshipped in this way. And then we have a big, big yajna. And in that yajna, we offer to Govardhan and to the Brahmanas. Then we have, at the same time, we'll have lots of music and we'll have plays going on. The ladies will dance and dance some beautiful music. Professional musicians and dancers will be there. And the cowherd boys can do their things. And then we all collect together and we have a huge, sumptuous feast. And you serve everyone. From the top, which is the Brahmanas, right down, 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 all classes of people, right down to the dogs and the people who live out on the street. People have no home. You feed everyone sumptuously. And when everybody has been fed and everybody's really happy, they've had so much prasadam, very, very nice prasadam that has been already offered to Giriraj, so many offerings to Giriraj who fed all the devotees, then we should go around and parikram around Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, in a very nice way, with the cows in the front, then the boys, then the men, then musicians, then the ladies, then more musicians, and then at the back some strong men in case there's any difficulties. And we should go like this in a very happy way and circumambulate Govardhan. And Nanda Maharaj's heart melted and he said, all right, we will do this. So they did it. And they brought all the offerings. Everyone went to their homes and cooked and prepared and bought sweet rice and cakes. And they made a mound of rice. It was so high, like a mountain, like a second Govardhan out of rice. And then they poured ghee all over this until it looked like a golden Govardhan, because there was so much ghee all over it. And then they put around there all these bowls of sweets and cakes and sweet rice and all kinds of preparations made with milk all the way around. And then they had like lakes of dal and pots of sabji and so many different things until the whole side of Govardhan, at a place that's now called Anior, which we may have good fortune to visit, at Anior, the whole area was full of so many offerings to Giriraj. And so then, while they were making the offerings, Giriraj assumed this huge form. And Krishna himself, of course, Krishna is Giriraj. We worship in the temple sometimes Krishna and Giriraj as Krishna. But Giriraj is also known as the best devotee or the servant of Krishna, because Giriraj provides so many facilities for Krishna's enjoyment. So Giriraj assumed this huge form, which was no different than Krishna himself. And Krishna was standing there separately constituted, saying, "Oh, look at the huge form of Giriraj," when in fact that huge form of Giriraj was no different than himself. But he pointed out, "Look at Giriraj, and he's taking and he's eating with his many, many hands, and the trees on Giriraj are like the hairs on his body." And he described how beautiful Giriraj was in this form, and Giriraj was eating all of these different offerings. And more, whatever they put, Giriraj would say, "And bring more, bring more, bring more," and they were bringing so many things. Everything they had practically they brought to give Giriraj. And still he would call out, "Anyor, Anyor, bring more, bring more." And finally they brought him one tulsi leaf. And when they placed that tulsi leaf there, then Giriraj was satisfied. And so this was the happy festival of today, which we'll go now and we'll get our little places in the crowd for the Abhishek over at the temple. And then after the Abhishek, we'll do the circumambulation. And then after that, we can remember how everybody was so happy, so well fed, so happy. They all, on their circumambulation, they went round Giriraj and they came to one place where they observed by the Jamuna River the festival that takes place the following day. Tomorrow there's a festival where brothers and sisters, they do some kind of a bond where they give some exchange of some sort. Not Rakhi, I don't think it's Rakhi, it's Bhatriar something. But it's a brother and sister festival because Jamuna Devi and Yamaraj are brothers and sisters. So on that day, it's to ensure the longevity of the brother and the sister. So that's celebrated every year as a Hindu festival. So even Krishna did that. He doesn't have a sister. But one of his uncles, Sananda, he has a daughter called Sanandi or something. And she came forward and did the festival with Krishna. They slept the night there. When they came home, everybody was so happy, as we'll be hopefully feeling some happiness today. And then after that, things became a little different. Because Indra actually watched all of this. He watched all the demigods come and get their oblations at the sacrifice. They were all invited. He wasn't invited and it wasn't for him. And he got a headache. He developed a headache out of intense anger. And then he decided how he was going to deal with the situation. So we can speak at another time about that, because we don't want to speak about that before we have the happy festival of today. So everyone can offer some flowers to Giriraj here, and then we'll go over to the temple. Mm-hmm.